They're kind of a beer that's one of a kind, with the kind of a taste not easy to find. It's the kind of a beer that stays on my mind. That's a Grain Belt beer. Grain Belt's got what you're drinking beer for. You'll know you've got it from the very first pour.
When you brew a beer that's one of a kind, you make sure your beer is perfect in every way. Grain Belt starts with perfect brewing water to create a beer with perfect flavor, perfect taste. Perfect brewing water makes this one of a kind.
It's the kind of a beer that's one of a kind, with the kind of a taste not easy to find. It's the kind of a beer that stays on my mind. That's a Grain Belt beer.
Just arrived at Buttery's. A whole collection of $13 pants, from gentle flares to 40-inch flappers and denim knits and twills. Go to Buttery's for flare pants. Huge selection, $13, at Buttery's 7 Twin City stores.
Feel like a woman with fashions from Buttery's.
I've got a life that's going right. I've got some savings tucked away.
I've got good reason thinking happy today.
I've got the future looking bright. I've got a good year on the way.
I've got good reason for thinking happy today. With Twin City Petrol, I'm on my way.
Looking for friends in the afternoon. KDWB 63.
While Donny Osmond tells you of young emotions, I will tell you it'll be a little bit cooler today with wet snow mixed with rain this afternoon, ending by tonight. High today 40, low tonight 35, high tomorrow 55, light snow and rain, then 35 degrees.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know.
It's 2:30 with your friends in the Twin Cities, KDWB, St. Paul, presenting the History of Rock and Roll Part 2 at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. That umbrella, we employed it by all that she was mine.
'63. That's easy to remember.
Now, Dayton Stereo Spotlight Album is more than the sound of things to come. Now specially priced for 1 week only. Listen.
This week's Dayton Stereo Spotlight Album is David Crosby, Graham Nash on Atlantic Records. Stranger's Room, David Crosby, Graham Nash, the name of the album on Atlantic Records. It's this week's specially priced Dayton Spotlight LP, and you can pick up yours this week only for just $3.99.
You'll find this album and more bestsellers specially priced now at Dayton's Record and Tape Department's All Store.
KDWB's History of Rock and Roll, the second 25 hours in less than an hour and a half. It begins at 4 o'clock.
Pool, sauna, party room, exercise rooms. How many times a day do you hear that? Most everybody talks about it because most everybody has it, us included. So where does that leave you? Not getting everything you want, we think. And that's why Shelter Development Corporation is buying this radio time to listen. When you hear the tone, tell us how you'd improve apartment living. More room? Okay. Even an extra foot or two. That would be Woodmere near 3M, 494 and Afton Road. Privacy? No more than four apartments to a hallway. And attached garages? Okay. That's Ballantrae on the Bluff in Burnsville, just east of 13 and Cedar. One more? Convenience? You mean, a shopping center, a big one. Next door, but secluded from it. Apache Plaza, right next to Equinox. Woodmere, Ballantrae, and Equinox. And you thought Shelter was only a roof over your head.
Arby's takes their time cooking up roast beef, but the four-hour sandwich is only 5 minutes away at Arby's.
You know how long it takes to make a roast beef sandwich at home? 4 hours, by the time you roast the beef and let it cool and slice it. No wonder you don't have them very much. 4 hours is too much time to spend cooking a sandwich or waiting around for one. But at Arby's, you don't have to, because Arby's gives you a great roast beef sandwich that took us 4 hours to make, but you get it right away. The next time you want a roast beef sandwich, don't wait around at home. At Arby's, the 4 hour sandwich is 5 minutes away.
There's a new Crystal Arby's just 5 minutes away if you live north or northwest. Get acquainted with the greatest hot roast beef sandwiches in town at the new Crystal Arby's, West Broadway at Bass Lake Road. That's Arby's.
Fright. A motion picture experience ripped out of a nightmare. Strange sounds in the kitchen. Blood. A creaking door. A face at the window. More blood. Broken glass. Footsteps right behind you. And more fright than you can stand. Once it gets hold of you, it never lets go. Fright. Fright. Starring Susan George and Honor Blackman. From Allied Artists. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Fright. Is now showing at the State Theater downtown Minneapolis and the Riviera Theater downtown St. Paul.
Kawasaki Cycle Jockey. Beginning Monday.
KDWB 63.
Get on the Kawasaki. Reminding you the clothesline sponsored by the Junior League of Minneapolis having a special book and art sale today at 1310 Nicollet Avenue in downtown Minneapolis. Lighthouse. Want to be your friend.
You think that I'd like to make it with you, girl. I just want to be your friend, that's all.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song.
Don't ever feel you can't make it. Yeah, only the strong survive. That's Jerry Butler, 248 at KDWB with Barry McKenna. Don't worry, it's going to warm up tomorrow. 35 now and raining. Future Fat Sound at KDWB with Todd Rundgren and I Saw the Light. Sitting up straight and moving on, that's it for Bear McKenna on a Friday afternoon. Thanks for listening. Really, have a good weekend. Leaving you with TDB at 3 and the History of Rock and Roll at 4. And up to now, there's been one thing that was hard to get used to with the contact lenses, and that was the price. But that was before Plymouth Optical, too. Right now, and through April 29th only, you can get prescription-perfect Minicon lenses for just $85 complete, plus a spare pair of tinted contacts for just $1 extra. Now, this price includes as many return visits and refittings as may be necessary to ensure your wearing comfort. And Plymouth guarantees you'll be satisfied with your new Minicon contact lenses. Now you can enjoy the convenience of spectacle-free eyesight. No more glasses steaming up in the winter, getting dirty, or sliding down your little old nose. Lemma's Mini-Con contact lenses are the nearest thing to normal eyesight the science of optics can provide. And best of all, the price is now within reach of anybody's pocketbook. A regular pair plus a pair of tinted contacts, both for just $86 through April 29th only. And now you can arrange extended payments with no interest or no carrying charges for your convenience. Plymouth Optical. Offices in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Angela was the warden's daughter. To her, men were to take, to break, to play with any way she wished.
I like it when a man gets masterful.
White man, black man, every man. Angela was the torch to 1,000 explosive desires. See 1,000 revealing thrills, 1,000 violent shocks. See 1,000 convicts and a woman in color, rated R.
See 1,000 convicts and a woman, plus a second provocative and dramatic motion picture, 99 Women, now showing at these drive-in theaters, Starlight, Lucky Twin in 65 High, Minneapolis, Corral in St. Croix, Hilltop, St. Paul area, and the 10 High in St. Cloud. The second feature, House of 1,000 Dolls.
It's 3:55. This is Dick Austin, KDWB News. The astronauts are out exploring the moon. More American bombers strike deep inside North Vietnam, and protest demonstrations continue around the country. Details in this news. Astronauts Charles Duke and John Young are seeking knowledge of the moon's geological formation today. The Apollo 16 crew members were awed by the beauty of what they saw as they explored the lonely Descartes region. The two spacemen, clad in bulky white outfits, stepped on the moon at about 11 a.m. our time for 7 hours of exploration. Soon after leaving Orion to look over the landing site, Charles Duke told Houston Control.
Okay, Tony, that Percy, Precision Young, was coming right straight down when he hit. We didn't move an inch on those footpads.
And about the area near the Orion, Young said.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, this place is full of holes, Houston.
Astronauts Duke and Young now conducting experiments on the moon, such as taking Bohr samples and atmospheric readings. They also unloaded their small car in preparation for a drive on the moon. Overhead in the black lunar sky, the third Apollo 16 astronaut, Thomas Mattingly, continues to orbit aboard the command ship Casper.